Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Fleetwood Mac, Christian McVie on vocals there. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Leo Haviland is here. He's a great member of our brain trust now for the last 8 years. He's a Wall Street analyst extraordinaire. He's the author of Words on the Street. And Leo, thanks again for being here. As we look, leohaviland.com, by the way, if you want to find him online. Leo, as we look into 2021, it seems apparent that we're going to have a government, all three major houses, in control by the government, by the Democrats. And this isn't your grandfather's Democrat Party. This isn't my mother and father's Democrat Party. My Franklin D. Roosevelt mother and father Democrat Party. This isn't a liberal Democrat Party. This is an extreme, and many forces in that party are extreme. And I'm not being judgmental in that statement. It's a fact. These are extreme people. They admit to being extreme, many of them. And I wonder how. It seems to me that they're going to be disruptive. This new government is going to be very disruptive, and disruption is not something that the stock market likes, it seems to me. What do you think?
You're right on the shift leftward within a substantial segment of the Democratic Party as a whole. The label socialist has some application to the views of many, and to some extent that portion of the Democratic Party is less tolerant of the right, just as maybe the many conservatives are less tolerant of the left today. And this left-wing part of the Democratic Party favors globalization. And given that these are somewhat, and to some extent, very significant changes in ideology, it's going to be reflective in practice. And as you say, it can be very disruptive within the overall political community for all parties. However, on the other side, though, one has to underline that many on, call it the right, likewise are disruptive. So the mm-hmm. environment of conflict does not bode well for the political situation in general and stocks in particular.
Well, what would have to happen, do you think? What would be a signal, not noise, but what would be a signal coming out of Washington that would cause Wall Street to be the most concerned? What would it be? Higher taxes? Would it be regulations? We're going to get both of those: more taxes, more regulations. Would it be playing around with social contracts and imposing all kinds of social justice things on the marketplace, those kinds of things? What would it take? What would be something that where the stock market would just say, okay, this is a bridge too far for us. We're gonna gird our loins and retrench.
One key factor would be the effort to reverse a substantial amount of the tax reform, which benefited corporations and well-to-do individuals quite a bit. A second would be tied into that an effort to pass a higher capital gains tax mm-hmm. and maybe even a greater estate tax.
Or a wealth tax.
Looking up,
And folks, we need to, let's be clear, a wealth tax and an estate tax are two different runs at this thing. Go ahead.
Yes, and at some point, there may be persons who say, how do we cover this huge debt we've accumulated, especially when many of the haves, and as we can see publicly, have made an awful lot of money in recent times with the stock marketplace run up. Another thing which will come out of let's call it not just Washington, but call it the economic and political scene, would be further dollar depreciation. And the dollar's already down about 10% since spring of 2020, and higher interest rates. Wall Street and equities arguably would be very concerned if the dollar weakened significantly more
and
or rates started going up.
Yeah.
Even more.
Those are two dynamics. Those are two dynamism issues that could be caused by. So what's being pointed out here, folks, is there are policy issues that would get the attention of Wall Street and therefore Main Street eventually, but there are also dynamism issues like inflation, like interest rates, that are products of those policies, right?
Yes, sir.
And the policies can be reversed with a new election, whereas inflation and paying off the debt and higher interest rates, that's a longer term process, isn't it?
Yes.
So these are things to watch, folks, as we go forward. And when we come back after the break, I want to ask Leo, are we witnessing the end of capitalism? It's had a long run. As the capitalism as we know it, which is raised a lot of, lifted a tide that's lifted a lot of boats, large and small, many, many, many small ones, into bigger ones. It's been the beautiful system that's propelled America to where it is today. Are those days coming to an end? We'll ask Leo about that after the break. LeoHaviland.com is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.